not saying I'm gonna change the world. I do guarantee that I will spark a brain that will change the world. Welcome to the Mookie Mel Show.
Everybody enjoyed their Thanksgivings. So, I know what you guys are thinking. Who the hell is talking right now? It's not Mookie. It's not Miles. So who is it? Well, I shall explain. My name is Justice, and I will be taking over the show today. Miles is taking a brief pause from the show for this episode. He's working hard on the next couple guest episodes. And so I figured I'd fill in, you know, maybe talk to you guys for a minute. Now, I have explained my role in the show before in a previous episode, but for those of you that didn't hear that episode, and for our first-time listeners, I'm gonna break it down once more. I do all the audio tech stuff. I produce the episode. Miles sends me the content, and then I download it, and I mix it down, and I upload it, and there's your podcast. We were thinking about canceling this week's episode just because Miles been so busy, you know, with the holidays and everything. But I said, screw that. Let me just do a quick one, and that's it. And so here we are, and now you got to deal with me. Because I told Miles, too many people start stuff and don't keep it going consistently, and then it ends prematurely. So we want to give you guys what you want, and that's podcasts, and that's what we're going to do, and we're going to keep it pushing. Let's do it. Previously, up to this point, you guys have only heard me on the facts I do at the end, like the outros. So this should be fun. You're gonna get to hear my thoughts. So today's episode is gonna be a bit different, obviously as I'm hosting it, but also because we're not gonna be doing the S1, S2, S3. It's just gonna be one topic, and it's gonna be a bit shorter, okay? And the topic of the day is Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. Wow, there is a lot to say about this holiday, but I'm going to try to stay focused with my points here. Remember, we're trying to keep this episode shorter. So, Thanksgiving. It's particularly interesting to me because I'm Native American. I am a Native American man. I am part of the Choctaw tribe. I have a certificate of degree of Indian blood, and basically all that is a card that states my name and the degree of Indian blood that I am. It's actually pretty complicated, and in order for me to get it, when I was born, my mother had to go to the Department of the Interior Bureau of Indian Affairs, and she had to prove that I was directly blood related to a member of the original tribe. So she did that for me, God bless her, and I'll always be proud of that I'm Native American, and that's why this topic is interesting for me. So before I really get into it, I just want to state that I love Thanksgiving, and I love what the holiday's about, and I love the time that I'm able to spend with my family during Thanksgiving, and it's a time of the year that I'm always looking forward to. So don't take this as me bashing Thanksgiving, because that's not what it's meant to be. It's just meant for people to be aware. So let's get into it. Let's dive. Let's start diving, all right? The question I'm gonna start off with is, why do we celebrate Thanksgiving? So I did some research, and yes, it was all on Wikipedia. My research was. Don't expect nothing fancy, all right? But listen, Thanksgiving is a day of giving thanks for the blessing of the harvest. Now, it isn't only celebrated by the U.S., it's also celebrated in Canada, and it's also celebrated in some Caribbean islands. So the idea of Thanksgiving is actually, it's in more than just the U.S., but Thanksgiving in the U.S. is a bit different because it refers to a day in 1621, and it was a feast celebrating a successful harvest between the Native Americans, the Mashpee-Wampanoag tribe, and the Pilgrims at Plymouth. So what happened was the Pilgrims, they were obviously in a new area. They had just obviously did that long-ass journey, and they were starving, and they were sick, and they didn't know what to do, and the Indians decided to nurture them and help them, and they taught them how to grow crops and all that and how to live off the land. And that's what the meal, or that's what that day was celebrating, was the successful fall harvest, and these two groups of people were celebrating that they had come together and done all this. Now, we all know what happens next. Fast forward 200 years, you have a genocide in America, and we're all educated here, so we know what happened. And so this day is actually, for some Native Americans, it's not a celebration. It is a day of mourning, because this is how the Native Americans were paid for their kindness. They were slaughtered. Women were killed. Babies were killed. Men were killed. It was awful. Again, I'm not going to get into the specifics of it, because we all know what happened, Trail of Tears, etc. And it's awful. It's really sad to think about. And so that's why it's a day of mourning for many Native Americans. Now, what do we think about that? How do we choose to react to it? Personally, sometimes I feel like I just want to forget it, because it's so awful and it's so just so wrong and everything else to think about, that it sometimes I feel like it'll just make me not like Thanksgiving as much, and it'll make me not enjoy the time as much. So sometimes I just find myself wanting to black it out. But other times, I think I find myself, you know, believing that it should be more acknowledged. And we know how these textbooks are in the public school system. They kind of sell a watered-down version of history. And I know growing up, I didn't think Thanksgiving was bad at all. But once I grew older and, you know, went out and did my own research, I formed my own opinion. And so sometimes I think it should be taught differently to kids. It should be maybe looked at a bit differently in the U.S. And I think it's important and it should be talked about. And they say, like, how Thomas Jefferson had slaves. Like, it's part of our history, and it's not good, but it is part of our history. It is part of what the U.S. is. And we are the U.S. because we are able to admit these things most of the time, admit them, and try to learn from them and try to be better as Americans. So I think this conversation about Thanksgiving is really important and thought-provoking and intriguing and all that. And it's a great one that I like to have in my family personally and with my friends. And, you know, I think it's just, it could go off into a bunch of different branches. And this is the topic, and this is the conversation that I really wanted to get across the podcast. I really wanted to get this across the table to you guys. How Thanksgiving, with its ugly history or with its ugly truth, how we should look at that, how we should view it, and how we should choose to react to it. So what do you guys think? Please get in the comments about all this. There is no right or wrong answer. All there is your opinion on it. And that is the point of the show, is so that you could form your opinions and you could have intellectual thought about controversial topics like this. Let me know what you think. I know this was a really shorter episode, but it's all good, and we just wanted to get at least something to you guys this week. And then the next couple weeks, we're going to have a bunch of different guest episodes and fun guests. And personally, I know a couple of them, and I know it's not going to disappoint. So please keep coming back. Again, we appreciate all the support. We just appreciate the love. I want to give a shout-out to Janet O'Brien. She's awesome. All right. Have a good one, guys. Enjoy your weeks. Out of here. Mookie Mel Show. Done.
Peace.